Welcome to the Lunchtime Podcast. I'm here with my man, Ian Kane. It's JK over here. And we're going to have a little chat over lunch about the goings-on about the NBA, man. So, yeah, Ian, what do you think, man? It's summertime in the league. There's a bit that's gone on since the finals have ended. Jeez, that seems like pretty far away now, but lots been going on, man. What do you think of the NBA free agency? What are your thoughts first up?
I don't know. Like, I'm really disappointed in my Cavs doing nothing.
Sitting on their asses.
Sitting on their laurels.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got rid of Griffin, and so he was the one that made all the moves, made it all happen, but
yeah.
Look at them now. They're doing nothing. Even LeBron's upset.
Thankless. Just a thankless situation for him, I guess. But I heard he's moving on to New York, so he might be moving on to bigger and better things, Griffin. But NBA free agency, man. So what do you think, CP3 going to Houston first? Did you think he was going to leave the Clippers?
Yeah, definitely. I think both him and Griffin, thought like they needed a change.
Yeah.
And if the teams weren't doing anything about it, I think Griffin felt a bit left out when he CP3 left.
Yeah.
But in the end, he signed back with them anyway.
Yeah.
But with CP3 going to Houston, I don't actually see them actually changing where they are. Like, they might get a little bit closer to the Warriors.
Mm.
But I don't think they'd be able to beat them.
Yeah, no, look, I was actually surprised to hear CP3 say he's been at the Clippers 5-6 years. I didn't even feel like that. But yeah, no, they couldn't quite crack it over there. So I think he's probably made the right move going to Houston. And yeah, they're both pretty ball dominant. They both need the ball. So we'll see how that plays out. But surely they improve from last season there, right? Like Houston.
I think they do. It's just how they rotate their role players. So if they can step up, I think they might push the Warriors to maybe 5 games.
5 games? So they'll win one, you're saying?
They'll win one.
Yeah, yeah. No, I think if they get a third, like a Melo, I'm not sure. But they're probably top two or top three at this stage. But it'll be a fun team to watch because, Mike D'Antoni likes to run a fast offense. So, I'm going to be watching the Houston Rockets pretty closely. But what do you think of Paul George moving to OKC?
Yeah, it's good. But, what did they actually get rid of to actually get him there,
Yeah, nothing, right?
Nothing.
Yeah, nothing.
So it was a really good deal for them in terms of the signing, but he's only signing for a year.
Yeah.
It's like a borrow me and we'll see what we can do, and I'm off to probably LA.
Yeah, he's a rental. He's definitely a rental for a year, but like giving up just Victor Oladipo and some other little pieces, I think you'd take that, right, every day.
Oh, yeah, you would. Like, Oladipo, when he first cracked the NBA, it was like everyone was like, whoa, look at this guy. He's going to do something.
Yeah.
And you look at him now, it's like, what's going on? He's having second-year blues.
He's probably partying too much, man, I'm guessing. He's on the party scene for sure.
There's nothing to party in OKC. Oh, I've got like a family there. they're like, oh, fucking boring. It's a hick town.
True. I don't think there's much in OKC, but yeah, geez.
Team definitely is going to improve with him there.
Yeah.
Like Russell, he needs help.
Yeah.
Like if a guy's averaging a triple double on a team in today's league, the rest of the team aren't doing much.
Yeah. That's a good way of looking at it.
Yeah.
He's pretty much got the rock in his hand all the time.
Like, but they've got the 1-2 punch with him and Adams. And like, I like Adams. He's a tough player and he's improved.
Exactly. I was just going to say they're probably a more balanced team than Houston. They've got Westbrook, George as a playmaker as well, tall wing and a really good center. So Oregon, they're going to be a better team than Houston on paper anyway. So we'll see what happens over there. So man, Westbrook got some help.
The help that he needed, that he wanted.
Next up, what do you think of Jimmy Butler moving to Minnesota? Hey, first up, why the hell would Chicago want to get that 26-27 prime? Some crazy shit must have happened in the background. Like, he says the right things, he does the right things on the surface, but I just feel like there's some issues that people don't really know about Jimmy Butler. I don't know if that sounds a little bit dark, but we'll wait and see.
Yeah, I think it's more around the front office not agreeing with what he, there's something there, I reckon, that the news isn't telling us.
Yeah.
Yeah, the news that we only can get from Australia, there's probably more in the US, more involved.
We're a long way away, man.
Yeah.
But yeah, Minnesota, what do you think?
Yeah, like, they're going to be a tough team to, you know, I reckon. The young talent's there.
Yep.
Butler just improves them.
Yeah.
I don't think they really gave up a lot for him.
Yeah, that's right. Bit of a robbery, yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, man, Karl Anthony Towns, him, and Wiggins, again, another strong team in the West. It's crazy shit. It's like so many super teams or mini super teams out in the West. And but, yeah, we touched on the Clippers before. It was crazy how they just got torn apart. And the stuff I heard about Austin Rivers, like, you know, CP3 and Austin Rivers weren't vibing as much. And apparently Austin Rivers used to walk around practice like he was a superstar. I mean, how would that happen, man? That's some crazy shit.
I think that's more Doc being coach and GM. I don't think that actually ever happened. Definitely, you know, there was a point where they actually wanted to trade Rivers.
Yeah.
You know, and bring maybe even Paul George in, you know, but Doc didn't want to trade his son.
Yeah,
so, yeah. I don't know if you mix family with business. It doesn't really work out. I reckon that's probably why CP3 left.
Yeah.
A bit of that and maybe the Donald Sterling shit happened.
That's true. Imagine your dad's GM. He sends you to some place you don't want to go. Like, that would... How would Christmas be, right? Christmas would be so shit. It would be frosty as. It'd be really frosty. So, no, man, yeah. I mean, they should have probably done a whole lot better. They should have at least got to the conference finals. They didn't even get the conference finals. So, I think they had their run.
Yeah, like, well, if you watch those games, like, they didn't really compete.
Mm.
Compare them to, you know, the 2016 season, right, where they were going, you know, down to the wire, down game sevens, right? Just couldn't get it done with the crew.
Yeah, definitely time to move on for them. But, all right, another big star, Carmelo Anthony. What's the deal, man? Phil's been trying to get him out of town for 2 years.
Yep.
And now he wants to leave town. But they won't let him leave town now that Phil's gone. What the hell's going on over there?
I think New York don't know what they want to do. They're a bit up in arms about, you know, the direction of the ball club. I mean, I saw news this morning around saying, you know, there's some sort of pickup game with Kyrie and Melo, and they're meshing well together. And it's like,
yeah,
you know, why not bring him in?
I'd like to see that, man. Melo and Kyrie together, that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, but what would the Cavs have to actually give up for him? You know, they're already, what, 78 mil over the, you know, luxury tax?
That's it. And apparently no one wants to take on Kevin Love. Like, I'm just amazed at how Love's value's dropped. I just don't get it. I mean, he's one of those three-point shooting big men that rebounds. I just don't understand why teams don't want Kevin Love. I don't know. I just think he's still got a lot to offer. But yeah, I actually personally think, you know, Cavs and Melo minus Love probably is a backward move than improving the team. So if they can figure out a way to get Carmelo and keep Kevin Love, great. But I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah, well, it's all about the dollars, right?
yeah, dollars matching. That's it.
Well, for me, the way Cleveland is partly responsible for it. He's, like, LeBron's got to take the blame for it. You can't say, they didn't do this, didn't do that. You can't try and get your mates payday and expect to compete.
No, I agree. Yeah, they overpaid for JR. I think Channing Frye's on like nearly 10 million. JR's on like 12. Tristan Thompson on like 16 or something like that. So
when they gave him that, he was the backup center. Yeah, backup exactly. Power forward or whatever.
Exactly.
Behind Love. He was the most overpaid backup ever.
Their hands are tight. You're right. Their hands are pretty tight. So So does that mean LeBron's going to see how this year goes and he's off to sunny Southern California or what?
Most likely, I reckon. It's going to be a shame.
Yeah.
They're going to have to start rebuilding from scratch again.
Yeah, oh, well, for Cleveland. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Maybe you can forget Cleveland for the next 20 years if LeBron leaves, but...
Maybe they'll get LeBron's kids.
Yes. LeBron James Jr. and Bryce James, you're right. Maybe they'll win the lottery again in like another 10 years' time and draft LeBron James Jr. I think that's a good tactic. Yeah. That's a great tactic. But yeah, like LeBron, so you think LeBron's, there's a big chance him going to Lakers?
I don't know about Lakers, but definitely somewhere
in somewhere warm.
Somewhere warm. Well, I think he's got his business ventures there, so I think he wants to end up there so he can, you know, hang out with his mates, family.
Shoot some movies.
Yeah, something outside, the basketball. There's talks of Space Jam.
Yeah.
Of him being in Space Jam. Well, I haven't really seen any footage of you, have you?
Nah, I was never a fan of the original Space Jam. I don't think I'll ever watch Space Jam 2 either, but I'm sure it would take a fair bit of time to shoot it.
Yeah.
Makes sense to be in Cali. But yeah, no, we'll wait and see. It's going to be weird. Like, I'm not sure if I can picture LeBron in a Lakers top because I'm not a big Lakers fan. So
yeah,
I've been an anti-Laker guy for a long time. So we'll wait and see on that one. But yeah, no, lots of crazy movement so far, free agency wise. But what do you think of the draft? And what have you seen in the summer league? Because I know you've been on your phone watching a lot of summer league action. You want to talk about this?
Yeah. I've watched a few games on the phone.
Yep.
Good old NBA League Pass there, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah, like Fultz, before he got injured, I reckon he was actually better than Ball in terms of running the team, getting to the right spots and not, overplaying.
Mm-hmm.
I think Ball actually, I don't think people actually looked at, his usage rate and the turnover count. I know it's summer league and all, but...
Yeah. Well, you're saying he turned the ball over a lot?
I think he does. It's not all his fault. It's partly because the team's not ready for... They weren't ready for someone who passes a lot, I think.
Yeah.
Recently, you look at the rest of the LA, there weren't a lot of passing, especially when Kobe was there. You wouldn't get many assists.
Mm. Yeah, fair enough. But, he had a couple of good games, right? I actually didn't have a chance to watch them that closely. I've seen highlights. But, it's a lot of people are high on Lonzo, man. So, big baller brand is on the up.
Yeah, it is. I think Lakers, if they can retain this core of youngsters, they'll be good. Like, they had a guy, Kuzma, in the final.
I saw that guy play. He moved real smooth. I saw him play a little bit,
He nearly did a triple-double on, on that final.
So was he like a second-round pick or something? What's the story with him? Second-round pick?
So he's been around for ages, I think.
So he did, 3 years of college, and then he was part of the Brook Lopez trade. Brooklyn actually drafted him, pick 27.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Diamond in the rough, man. It's like the next Jay Lynn.
Yeah.
your man, Jay Lynn.
Yeah. Speaking of Jay Lynn, where is he?
Man, he's partying in Brooklyn, man. He's partying in Brooklyn. Getting paid and partying in Brooklyn.
Probably still sleeping on someone's couch.
Yeah, that's it. So,
So going back to Kuzma, he had a breakout game in the finals where they beat Portland.
Yep.
He was just smashing threes from anywhere.
Yeah.
He was like in carry zone.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Cool. No, I've got to watch more closely, but they're pretty big on the draft class this year, so we'll wait and see. But yeah, no, LeBron will be banking on Lonzo coming through this season to make his decision as well. So all eyes on Lonzo this coming year, so we'll wait and see. But yeah, no, it's been an interesting interesting summer so far. Any thoughts on the Warriors just before we wrap up? They've been pretty quiet since the championship parade.
Yeah, I don't think they've signed anyone big as well. They've kept what they call the core.
Iggy, Curry, Thompson, and
yeah.
Draymond.
Yeah, they signed a point. That's huge for them, right? Because yeah. I thought he was gone. If he left, there might have been a little bit of opening for the other teams. But now that he's signed as well.
Well, yeah, they still don't have a real center, and they haven't signed. Who's their center?
JaVale McGee.
JaVale McGee, yes.
Mr. Shaq in a fool.
He did nothing.
Yeah.
Got a ring. Mate, yeah. I could do what he did and get a ring.
What I didn't like about JaVale McGee was that I was cool with him. Yeah. He disrespected Shaq. You know, that was my highlight for like a couple of months, you know, on a Monday night or Monday morning, I'd see Shaq in a fool, JaVale McGee would be on, you know. Ever since he cracked it, there's no more Shaq in a fool, man. So I'm pretty pissed at that. So good luck to me. All right, well, that's it for so far. We're wrapping up the early NBA summer and free agency chat, but we'll be back soon to talk a little bit more. Thank you.
See you later, guys. Thanks for listening. Hit that subscribe button.